Welcome. Access granted.
Hi, I'm Marcus Hiles with the latest edition of the Hiles Files. My wife and I recently enjoyed a meal of winter melon and homemade chicken broth. The gourd is chopped up in manageable chunks and boiled in the broth until soft and flush with the hearty flavor of the meat and spices. Making this lunch all the more special was the satisfaction in knowing it came from our own garden. Granted, it didn't come from our humble vegetable patch in the backyard where we attempted to grow tomatoes, zucchini, and okra over the summer. No, it sprung up on its own from a flower bed next to our patio where my wife tosses the scraps of leftover produce to help fertilize the soil. Our intentional garden did actually bear quite a few tomatoes over the course of the summer months that we enjoyed in salads and sandwiches, but the zucchini vines just stretched out forever, showing all kinds of promise and zero output. Anna surmised that it had something to do with pollination problems. The okra plant yielded a bounty of two okra for our dinner table. So when the melon vine began unspooling from our flower bed, we were intrigued, to say the least. Our fascination intensified as the vine's proportions magnified with each passing day. Eventually, a small gourd began to grow from one of the vine's blossoms, and it kept on growing until it seemed to plateau at the size of a misshapen bowling ball. We posted pictures of the mystery melon on Facebook, asking friends for their opinion on the type of gourd we had accidentally manufactured. Most agreed that it was a variation of winter melon, which Anna had suspected all along. The big day came, and I detached the vegetable from its vine. Anna then went to work, putting her estimable culinary skills to the test as she chopped, peeled, boiled, sprinkled, stirred, spiced, sampled, and simmered for a considerable length of time. The result was so very worth the wait. Sumptuous in its flavor but soothing as a back rub, the soup produced spoonful after spoonful of comforting goodness. I was about halfway through this euphoric experience when a realization occurred to me. "Well, I guess we've decided this wasn't poisonous," I said to my wife as she happily ladled another mouthful into her face. We hesitated for a second and then both burst out laughing at our brazenness. "That looks mighty tasty," I continued, poking fun at our situation. "Let's eat it." Once we regrouped, we decided we must be okay, since Anna had tasted the soup throughout the process and had shown no signs of sickness. Soon we were hunkered back over our bowl, slurping profusely. In truth, it was actually probably quite healthy, but hey, it was unquestionably delicious, and apparently that's all that matters to us. Until next time, I'm Marcus Hiles.
Thank you. Goodbye.